Well, good evening. Welcome to our home here in Cedarville Township. We have most of our family members who are here, and I'm going to be sworn in by Justice DeWine and my longtime friend, Judge Tom Rose, just here in a few minutes. Fran, why don't you tell those who are watching a little bit about our home.
So this is the home that we've lived in. Mike and I actually bought this in 1974, before he was in elected office, and he was an assistant prosecutor when we bought the home. And so we've lived here ever since. It's this year, the home in 2023, this home is 200 years old, especially this part of it. So you're in the old part of the house, you're in the 200-year-old part of the house now. Mike did a lot of his press conferences and right here in this room, and this is the room where he pretty much made it through COVID, you know, talking to people and doing all sorts of interviews here.
All right, Father.
So Father, this is Father Tom Hagen, and he's been our friend for many, many years, and he runs a school in Haiti, the Becky DeWine School in Haiti, named for our daughter Becky. And this is actually a stole that I made for him a few years ago out of some of Becky's clothing that she had. And so, welcome, Father. Father's gonna do the blessing.
Father said Mass for us this morning. We had everybody here. We were actually at the governor's residence this morning for that before we went to Kozai. And
you've had a fun day.
Yeah, I had a fun day. Who did the most fun thing at Kozai?
Who did the bicycle? Oh,
yeah. That's good. Father?
Okay. Let us pray. Lord God, as the sun goes down on this day, we're thankful and we're grateful for your presence here. We're thankful and grateful for the state of Ohio. We're thankful and we're grateful for the people of Ohio, for its leaders, for its mayors and legislators, and especially for its fine judges. We thank you, Lord, in a special way for Mike DeWine, our governor. And in an even very special way, we thank you, Lord, for his wonderful wife, Fran. We pray, Lord God, now that because of Mike's leadership, because of Governor DeWine's leadership, we may be seeing every human being dignity and value and worth, that every human being has enormous worth and value. We pray, Lord God, that through his leadership, we will be inspired to be able to stand on our own two feet and see the world as it truly is, all that's good and all that's evil, all that's beautiful and all that's ugly, and say, yes, Lord, we can build a better world. Because of his leadership, Lord, we ask that we can see in not the differences that or the what divides us, but see commonalities and linkages and celebrate our commonalities, to celebrate that bond of love that binds us all together. We pray, Lord God, that because of his leadership, we can wake up every day with 1,000 reasons for living. We can say with great joy and optimism, Lord, we're not afraid of our tomorrows. We've seen our yesterdays and we love today. We pray, Lord God, that we'll reach a point in our life when the sight of a sunset means more to us than our material possessions, when the sounds of children impress us more than the voices of the powerful and political people of the world, when we can dance and sing for the right reasons and weep, not for having lost something, but the realization God has given us so much. God bless the people of Ohio. God bless Mike DeWine, Fran DeWine, and God bless the wonderful state of Ohio. Amen.
Thanks, Father. Much. Let me invite the Firehouse Friends to come in to sing our national anthem. They've been friends of ours for many, many years. They sang at our last inaugural. They're going to sing again tomorrow. And for many, many years, when we've held our ice cream social here at the home, they've sung the national anthem. So we'll turn it over to you three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate them very, very much, longtime friends of ours. Now we'd ask Justice Pat DeWine to come in and Judge Tom Rose, Federal District Court. Hey, guys. All right.
Ready?
Glad you got the oath. I was wondering if they had the oath or not.
Yes. All right. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I.
I.
State your name.
Richard Michael DeWine.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I shall faithfully and honestly.
That I shall faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office of Governor of Ohio.
Of the office of Governor of the State of Ohio.
And shall support.
And shall support.
Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of Ohio.
Of the State of Ohio.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We have a few executive orders, and I will move to the desk to sign them. I'll try to give a brief explanation. We'll start with the, of course, with the oath. Things in the law, there are multiple copies. We'll do a couple of them anyway.
Give that to me.
Oh, that's right. You get that. Do a couple more here. We have five executive orders. We'll put out in a release the exact wording of all these. Let me start. Give a brief description. The first one is very similar to the one I issued 4 years ago in regard to anti-discrimination in the state of Ohio. It's the exact same executive order with the same language. Except we've added status as a nursing mother to this one. Stephanie, I'll hand that to you. One more there. Thank you. The second one is promoting mentorship among state employees. One of the things that we certainly want to encourage is more mentors, particularly for our young people. Guys, you think this is slow? One, the other day I had one that we had 40 pins to sign, so we had 40 people that wanted to. And of course, I usually do this at the desk at my office in Columbus. That's two. The third one, prohibition of certain applications, platforms, and websites on state-owned and state-leased devices. This is executive order which prohibits TikTok or other social media apps based in China from use on state-owned or leased electronic devices. The fourth executive order, establishing the Ohio Mental Health Insurance Assistance Office at the Ohio Department of Insurance and ensuring vigilant compliance with mental health and addiction parity insurance issues. So this is to help in regard to the parity question. Hey, Calvin. We're going to eat soon, Calvin. There we go. The last one is addressing critical education and training needs to support continued economic development across Ohio through a skilled, productive, and purposeful workforce. This orders a number of our departments to conduct an asset mapping analysis of current programs at Ohio institutions of higher education and technical centers that align with the workforce needs of this state over the next decade. Further, to analyze such findings by region and by industry and produce recommendations for how to increase opportunities for Ohioans to pursue credentials, degrees, certificates that will lead to critically needed in-demand jobs. And that is the last of the executive orders for today. Those of you watching, it's usually not this quiet with this. We've been blessed to have our children and grandchildren with us the last several days, and we've had a great time. And tomorrow we'll, of course, close out with the ceremonial swearing in at the State House, and looking forward to that. And I have a speech which I'll try not to make too long. So we want to thank everybody for joining us, and thanks everybody. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Good work. I see Dolly has occupied her normal position here. So Every time I go hit work here, she's under there. All right. Thanks, everybody. Onward.